KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered showers. Highs around 48, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 15 tonight, mixed precipitation likely. 23 tomorrow. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Environmental Protection Agency this week issued 7-year registrations for two herbicide products, Enlist Duo and Enlist One. The new product labels incorporate robust control to measure to protect non-target plants and animals, according to the EPA. Both products were set to expire in January. The new control measures include prohibiting Enlist product application when rainfall is expected to occur within 48 hours and when soil can no longer absorb water, and prohibiting irrigation that could result in runoff within 48 hours of application. EPA will also require mandatory education and training materials that emphasize the importance of pollinators and pollinator habitat. Other measures include minimizing Enlist product applications when soybean and cotton crops are in bloom to reduce risk of insecticide pollinators, and prohibits the use of counties where EPA identified risk to on-field listed species that use corn, cotton, or soybean fields for diet and or habitat. The latest consumer price index for all urban consumers increased 0.5% in December to a seasonally adjusted basis after rising 0.8% in November. The all-item index increased 7% before seasonal adjustment. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported yesterday. The food index increased 0.5% in December following larger increases in each of the three previous months. Now, 5 of 6 major grocery store food group indexes increased in December. The index for fruits and vegetables increased the most, rising 0.9% over the month, as the index for fresh fruits increased 1.8%. The index for non-alcoholic beverages rose 0.8% in November. The dairy increased 0.7%. The index for other food at home rose 0.6%. The index for cereals and bakery products increased 0.4%. The index for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs declined in December, falling 0.4%. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. This winter, they're also stocking bird feed mix and sunflower seed. They have a Culligan water softener salt at After Hours Feed Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Holler at Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply at Blue Rapids.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Roy Gene Hill, 59, of Osage, Kansas, was found guilty Thursday for aggravated indecent liberties with a child under the age of 14. His sentencing is set for March 24th. The jury heard testimony that the Pawnee County Sheriff's Department received a 911 call on February 10th, 2019 to respond to a possible sexual assault of a minor at a residence in Garfield, Kansas. Once at the residence, officers were advised by the owners that their 13-year-old granddaughter woke up in her bedroom at around 3 a.m. to a man touching her inappropriately. Just after 10:50 p.m. on Wednesday, the Jackson County Sheriff's Office says a deputy stopped a 2005 Volvo G60 for traffic violation near 126th and U.S. 75. During the stop, deputies said they arrested a passenger in the back seat, Tony Eugene Stith, 58, of Wichita. Stith was arrested for distribution of methamphetamine, hallucinogenic drug, mushrooms, and LSD. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Can't find a deal on a new Ford? Order one today from Rustiac Ford, and we'll double the incentives. That's right. Rustiac Ford is doubling the incentives on select new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Order your new 2022 Ford F-150 today, and we'll double the $2,000 to $4,000. Only at Rustiac Ford. Order your new 2022 Ford Ranger today, and we'll double the $1,500 to $3,000. Only at Rustiac Ford. Don't wait. Rustiac Ford has one of the area's best selections of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you order today and we double your incentives, you'll also get your new Ford the way you like it. The sooner you order, the faster it gets here. Only Rustiac Ford is doubling the incentives on new Fords. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustiacFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualifies. See dealer for details. Offers expire months end.
A state board that oversees doctors has suspended the medical license of a Wichita physician alleging that he wrote prescriptions for people he hadn't spoken to or examined. The Wichita Eagle reports that suspension order says that Chad Sharp's employer had unlicensed employees call people last year and ask if they were suffering from chronic ailments. These calls were recorded and then sent to Sharp, who was paid for each person whose information he reviewed. The order states that he would then prescribe a cream or ointment that was billed to the person's insurance. A pair of Topekans are facing drug charges after a traffic stop early Friday morning near 10th and Southwest Fairlawn Road. According to the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office, Carlos Theodore Murphy, Jr., 52, of Topeka, and Kristen Elena Kellner, 29, of Topeka, were both booked into jail for single counts of possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Officials say Murphy also had an outstanding warrant out of the city of Topeka. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts is proposing an income tax cut for corporations and nearly 419,000 residents whose incomes rise into the state's top bracket. The Republican governor said he would seek to lower the top rates to 5.84%, down from the current 6.84% for individuals and 7.25% for corporations that will go into effect next year. Like many other states, Nebraska is flush with cash from a...
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Even as the seasonal cold and flu virus takes a toll on school and work attendance, COVID numbers remain a concern on a roller coaster ride that include a return to higher numbers locally. Washington County Health Department active cases rose to 88 this week, with a dozen hospitalized by the latest count. This reflects a one-third increase since late December and represents three times that of late November. 88 active cases are high for Washington County since November 2020. Marshall County reported 105 active cases as of Monday this week, with just four hospitalizations. The positive count was three times that of late December and well over numbers that have fallen to single digits at times this past fall. Another spike was noted early December, topping out at 136 active cases in Marshall County. Schools are battling not only a combination of virus among students, but teachers and staff as well. Among area districts, Republic County closed for a day Monday this week. Lynn's been forced to postpone some basketball games due to numbers, and Rock Creek announced closure of some facilities for the remainder of this week. Mask mandates have again re-entered the discussion for some districts, although none are reported locally at this time. The annual Twin Valley League basketball tournament tips off Saturday in Frankfort for both girls and boys teams. Divisions were split last year due to COVID concerns, with girls at Frankfort and boys at Onega. The league has implemented a revised seating formula for the tourney this season. Jeff Wirtz of a TVL Spotlight explains.
Well, this is a brand that they have used in the previous years in the state of Nebraska. Something that is a little bit different, as you said, more PowerPoint-based, more who you have played. In previous years, records going into the tournament have seemed a little bit maybe not indicative of the team. There have been some early season upsets because of two teams are playing. Now they are going to base those seedings on who you have played.
In the girls' bracket, Centralia is top seed, Valley Heights second, Hanover third with byes in the first round. Fourth seed Donovan West also picks up a bye, as Lynn will not play in the first round Saturday. On the boys' side, undefeated Hanover is top seed, Centralia second, Clifton Clyde third with first round byes, along with four seed Axtell, who would have faced Lynn. Saturday action begins at 11:30, with games following at 1, 2:30, and 4. The brackets are posted on our KNDY website and will be updated as play continues through the next week. Jeff Wirtz with KVL Spotlight talks more Twin Valley League as the discussion continues on our public affairs program this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
It's a little bit of both because it is going to be a trial process here just to see how this works out. And because the TVL tournament is so early in the season, quote unquote, you do get a little bit of maybe a different look at these teams. Maybe they aren't hitting their stride this early in the season. So to answer your question, it's really a little bit of both, just kind of a trial process, but something that could be in the future for this Twin Valley League.
Raymond R. Throm, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Raymond Throm. Margaret Joanne Yarger, age 88, of Centralia, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., at the Centralia Community Church West, with the Laura Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Margaret Joanne Yarger. Teresa J. Dodds, age 81, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 7, family will greet friends Sunday, 3 until 5, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Teresa Dodds.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A low pressure system and cold frontal boundary look to bring a wintry mix to the forecast for tonight into early on Saturday, where we do have a winter weather advisory in effect. First for this afternoon, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with rain developing by later into the day, those high temperatures reaching into the upper 40s. Then for tonight, plan on a wintry mix of rain, snow, and even some freezing rain at times, expecting around 1 to 3 inches of nighttime snow accumulation with lows dropping back into the middle part of the teens. Saturday, a much colder day in store with breezy winds out of the west and northwest, lingering chance for some snow showers mainly in the morning, only expecting a high temperature to reach the middle part of the 20s. Those winds will be quite gusty out of the north, 15 to 25. Sunday, much quieter, lots of sunshine in the upper 30s, and moderating back to the 40s for highs on Monday with lots of sun. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 64. The average low 19 and the record low 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:45, sunset this evening 5:27.
Even through the long months of winter, some folks are harvesting fresh rhubarb. Their secret is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website. website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 14th, the 14th day of the year. This was an important week in agricultural history. The first pineapples were introduced in Hawaii in 1813, and Ben Franklin sent a crate of rhubarb from London to the U.S. in 1770, marking its introduction to America. Even in January, you can keep a rhubarb crop by forcing it indoors. Here's how. Place several roots in a large planter or bushel bucket, cover with soil or peat, and put them in a cool, dark place, like a basement or shed. Keep them moist, and in about a month, you'll be harvesting tender, pink stalks. In moderate climates, you can force rhubarb outdoors by covering with light-proof pots or a small wastebasket. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You'll find plenty of rhubarb recipes online at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The last time the Kansas City Chiefs played the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs, Tyreek Hill was a wide-eyed rookie wide receiver. Chris Jones was learning the ropes at defensive tackle, and Travis Kelce was just becoming one of the NFL's best tight ends. But they're a whole lot more experienced heading into their game Sunday night in Kansas City. The Chiefs have been to the last two Super Bowls, the last three AFC title games, and the team that couldn't win a playoff game at home has won five straight, a franchise record it hopes to extend when the Chiefs play Pittsburgh for the second time in a month. Lots of big games on tap for the Big 12 on Saturday. Number 19 Texas Tech comes to K-State for an 11 o'clock tip on Saturday. 1 o'clock tip West Virginia at number 9 Kansas. Number 15 Iowa State hosts number 21 Texas at 1 o'clock. Oklahoma travels to TCU for a 3 o'clock tip. And number 1 Baylor, they will host Oklahoma State Saturday at 4 o'clock. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
When the days get shorter and the grass stops growing, it's time for Maximum Outdoor Equipment's Early Bird Winter Service Discounts. Call Maximum before the end of the year and save 25% on labor. Or get free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius. And next spring, when you're ready to start mowing, your mower will be ready too. Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers. They've been focused on selling and servicing lawnmowers for over a quarter of a century. They also know come spring, there will be a whole lot of people wanting to get their mowers in to be cleaned and sharpened. Because while a whole lot of places can sell you a mower, not many places can service them. So give your mower some end-of-the-season love and save money now and be ready to mow next spring. Call 943-0201 before the end of the year to get an early bird winter service discount from Maximum Outdoor Equipment, just south of Kellogg on West Street, and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment. The indoor football team, the Wichita Force, is no longer a part of the Champions Indoor Football League. The CIF Board of Directors said the decision was made after the team was found to be in violation of multiple league requirements and was given multiple opportunities to comply, but didn't. J.R. Bond, commissioner of the CIF, said, "We are a professional football league and our fans and players expect a professional product. We look forward to placing a new owner in the Wichita market in the coming seasons, one all fans can be proud of," unquote. The Wichita State softball team has been voted the 2022 league favorites by the American Athletic Conference coaches. It was announced on Tuesday afternoon. Coming off a sweep of the regular season and conference tournament championships in 2021, the Shockers enter the 2022 campaign picked to repeat as regular season champs. Wichita State returns 15 letter winners from 2021, including NFCA All-American shortstop Sidney McKinney. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Thursday night basketball action, Valley Heights takes Rossville in girls action 66-46, and in boys play, Valley Heights beat Rossville 56-53. On Friday, Marysville tips off at Wamego. The games have an early start due to the impending weather. Girls varsity action, 4 o'clock, boys to follow. Live broadcast on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. 49th Annual Jayhusker Wrestling Tournament Saturday in the Marysville Activity Center.
Grow an instant bouquet on each stem of Concert Bell Sunflower. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This 2022 All-America Selections winner was tested nationally, proven locally, and selected for its performance in home gardens. Concert Bell produces clusters of 10 to 12 flowers on each 5 to 6 foot tall, strong stem. The 5 to 6 inch diameter flowers are gold with a dark brown center. Start planting seeds in the garden after the last spring frost. Space seeds 13 to 15 inches apart and protect from hungry birds as needed. Make several additional plantings at 3-week intervals for midsummer through fall flowering. Like other sunflowers, grow Concert Bell in full sun and well-drained soil. It's heat and wind tolerant, pollinator-friendly, and makes an easy-to-grow addition to the garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
What's the longest time a plane has stayed in the air without landing and with the same two men at the controls? Would you believe the record is over 2 months in a small Cessna aircraft? Their story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Robert Timm and John Cook hold an aviation record that is hard to fathom.
It's a Cessna 172 that holds the record for flying without landing. They flew for 64 days, 22 hours, 19 minutes, and 5 seconds without touching ground.
Mark Hall Patton is the administrator of Nevada's Cook County Museum System.
They took off and landed at McCarran. It was a local effort here. It was sponsored by the Hacienda Hotel. Interestingly, the Hacienda Hotel sponsored it because they figured this was going to be great advertising.
You can see the historic plane with the Hacienda Hotel and Casino's name on the side. It's hanging from the ceiling above the baggage carousels at Las Vegas's McCarran Airport. Most people never saw the Hacienda name back in 1959, though.
It was picked up by newspapers and all of that, but they didn't want to promote a casino. So they would airbrush out the Hacienda name from the pictures before they would show them in the different newspaper accounts. The fellow that was running the Hacienda didn't get quite what he thought he was going to get out of it.
Most folks who fly into the Las Vegas airport do see the interesting plane hanging above the area where they get their luggage. However, they don't know the story behind it, nor do they realize it's actually a museum.
Well, that's part of the Howard W. Cannon Aviation Museum, one of the three county museums that I run. And that one's open 24-7, the only museum in the state that you can go to at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's still open. I am not there at that point.
Tim and Cook still hold the world endurance record for a manned airplane. But how did they do it? It required some unique ways to keep the plane flying. And that story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 468 acres in southeast Nebraska in Pawnee County, to be sold in three tracts for the Margaret Bookwalter Family Trust on Saturday, January 15th, sale time 10 a.m. in Pawnee City. Tract 1 is a quarter section, 6 miles north and a mile west of Summerfield, and includes 36 acres in row crop, 58 acres warm season grass, 35 acres pasture, and 16 acres CRP. Tract 2 is a short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on Highway 99 and consists of 151 acres grass with 5-strand barbed wire fence. Finally, Tract 3 is another short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on 99 and a mile and a half west on Highway 8. This features 116 acres in row crop with a balance of 35 acres in a watershed. The property includes a building site with an older pole shed and smaller storage sheds. The farm is terraced and boasts a high percentage of Wymore soil. For inspection or details, contact Mark Easter with Easter & Associates at Syracuse. Sale bill and particulars online at goeaster.com. Sale date Saturday, January 15th, 10 a.m. at the Pawnee City United Methodist Church, State Highway 50 and 9th Street. Again, contact Easter & Associates or go online at goeaster.com.
Some of the best fishing is done when the water is frozen. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A quick catch on a nice winter day just might hook you into the sport of ice fishing as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Favorite wintertime activity is ice fishing. I find it relaxing, and there's just something about the flavor of panfish pulled out of ice-cold water. Chris Larson is the regional fisheries supervisor with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. He says the most important part of ice fishing is to make sure the ice is safe. It should be at least 4 inches thick. Wear layers of clothing to stay warm, heavy-duty boots, and ice cleats to prevent slipping. You will need an auger to drill a hole through the ice and a scoop to clear the hole. A 5-gallon bucket is nice to carry equipment in and also makes a great seat. The fishing poles don't need to be expensive.
You're not fishing very deep water. You're not casting this thing. You're just letting line out. So I would recommend spending $5 to $15 on ice fishing equipment. Probably the most important thing is line weight. You want very light line in the winter times. We're talking 2 to 4 pound test line and very small little ice fishing jigs that they sell. Some of my favorite colors are purple, chartreuse, orange, red, and pink.
The best bait for catching panfish in a farm pond is waxworms. To find the fish, start at the deepest point of the pond where the water is warmer. If the fish aren't biting there, move into more shallow waters. There are fish-finding electronics that can locate fish and determine the depth of the water, but a clip-on weight attached to the jig will work too.
Find the bottom with that, and then generally I try and fish about a foot off the bottom for most species during ice fishing. Crappies will tend to suspend in certain situations, so you may try different depth. Find the bottom, fish a foot up, and then if there's no fish there and you're trying to catch crappies, maybe move your bait up another 4 or 5 feet, let it fish there for a while, and see what happens.
Find more ice fishing tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow, never let go, never let go, never let go. Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow, never let go, never let go, never let go. Let it be. Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow, never let go, never let go, never let go. Let it be.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set.
And your wishes? Well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
The case for using human waste for fertilizing crops. Today on Farm to Fork. New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gemplers.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gemplers.com.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Cornell University professor Rebecca Nelson has a concept called the circular bionutrient economy, a process promoting a healthy world.
If we send those carbon and nutrients back where they came from into the soil, it would be a much more sustainable system. That's sort of the circular economy idea in general.
Nelson says synthetic fertilizers will eventually run out, which is why she proposes using human waste instead.
It doesn't stink. You know, the microbiome makes ready work out of that and turns it into a nice growth medium for plants.
Nelson says the concept is not new.
China, for example, that's how they kept feeding a large population for a very long time. We can look back on some of those historical technologies and figure out the new tricks in public health measures. We can do it in a way that's neither gross nor dangerous or anything.
Nelson says it's about recycling nutrients.
We are in a special moment now. We have to take stock of what is that moment. What is it calling us to do? And frankly, I think it's calling us to basically reinvent everything to make these circular economies. Again, electronics, construction, fashion, plastic, everything. We've got to do it different than we've been doing it.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Consignments are being accepted for the annual Axtell Knights of Columbus consignment auction Saturday, February 5th. Deadline for those consignments for the sale bill is this Friday, January 14th. Consignments, though, will be accepted up till the sale date, Saturday, January 5th in Axtell. For consignments or information, phone Jim at 785-736-2821 or Bob at 785-736-2787.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, phase one of the trade agreement between the U.S. and China recently came to an end. And even though China didn't meet the phase requirements in the agreement, the end of the phase one doesn't mean the end of ag trade between the two countries. Dan Whitley, the administrator for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Foreign Agricultural Service, spoke to the American Farm Bureau's annual convention, and he said that China's growing middle class is looking for better quality food in their diets overall.
You can't ignore a population of 1.7 billion people. What some people may not know is that just their middle class consumers is the size of the entire U.S. population. You're talking about 350 to 375 million middle class consumers in China. And we know it's important because one of the first things that a middle class consumer does when they move from low income to middle class is they improve their diet. High quality protein, fruits and vegetables, they eat out. All areas where American agriculture is second to none.
He does say, however, that dealing with China comes with some complexities, so to speak.
You know, I'm expecting $35 to $36 billion worth of product going into China this year. That could easily be 41, 42. Even with these phenomenal numbers, we're still dealing with some non-tariff measures. We're still dealing with slow approvals of our biotech events. We're still dealing with the lack of transparency and the reliability of doing business with China. Still dealing with that, and we're going to export $35, $36 billion. So it could be better. And we know it can be better, and we're trying to make it better.
He goes on to talk about the administration's plan for talking trade with China in the future.
It does look like we'll have discussions around more purchases from China. Now, who knows where this will go? We think that China left about $5 or $6 billion on the table from their purchase commitments in phase one agreement. The second piece will be an exclusions process. Now, many of you may remember when we had the trade dispute, they came out and said, hey, okay, if you want an exclusion where we don't put a tariff on a China product, let us know.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When the days get shorter and the grass stops growing, it's time for Maximum Outdoor Equipment's early bird winter service discounts. Call Maximum before the end of the year and save 25% on labor. Or get free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius. And next spring, when you're ready to start mowing, your mower will be ready too. Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers. They've been focused on selling and servicing lawnmowers for over a quarter of a century. They also know come spring, there will be a whole lot of people wanting to get their mowers in to be cleaned and sharpened. Because while a whole lot of places can sell you a mower, not many places can service them. So give your mower some end-of-the-season love and save money now and be ready to mow next spring. Call 943-0201 before the end of the year to get an early bird winter service discount from Maximum Outdoor Equipment, just south of Kellogg on West Street and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Cattle producers, make one trip to Valley Vet Supply for all your calving equipment. Get great prices on Ratchet Pole and Dr. Frank's calf pullers. Check out the calf resuscitator kit and other OB accessories. When you warm up and dry off those newborn calves with a Roy L Heat calf warmer, you'll wonder how you got along without it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A leading livestock economist says a Senate proposal to increase cash trade in the cattle industry could end up costing feeders and packers about $50 a head. The Senate bill would require mandated amounts of regional cash trade in the beef cattle industry, something the sponsors hope will lead to better price transparency and in turn give producers more leverage against the major packers. But Colorado State University economist Stephen Kuntz told members of the Farm Bureau meeting that increasing cash trade doesn't necessarily lead to more price discovery, noting the changes in the marketplace that have taken place since 2016. And by the way, he said, price discovery does not mean better prices. It means getting to the right price faster. Kuntz, who has provided an analysis of the Senate bill to the Ag Committee GOP staff, found that alternative marketing agreements, which are currently used by many packers to acquire cattle rather than the cash trade, are worth about $50 a head in efficiencies to feeders and packers, a margin any bill to reform the sector would need to make up. He said the underlying story is the mandated cash trade is not going to get you to a better price discovery. He has the science to back that up, he says. Groups representing farmers, ag retailers, landscapers, and golf course professionals showed up in strong support for continued access to glyphosate. The response came after oral arguments and litigation regarding glyphosate registration. 10 groups, like the American Soybean Association, corn growers, wheat growers, are all parties in the case supporting glyphosate registration. The group reminded the court that nearly every pesticide regulatory body in the world has studied glyphosate and found the herbicide to be non-carcinogenic and can get used safely. The EPA found that when the product is used according to label, glyphosate does not pose a risk to human health. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Clean up and clear out around the shopping yard with the Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. The Milwaukee 18 Volt Cordless Wet Dry Vac is only $112.99. And the Milwaukee M18 Fuel Cordless Leaf Roller is $139.99. Chop off overhanging branches or dead limbs with the 18 Volt M18 Fuel Cordless Pole Saw Kit, sale priced at $424.99. Spruce up, maintain, and improve your property with these and other Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. Thank you for shopping local.
Disease control is a challenge for hog producers in winter. Have a consistent biosecurity program and good communication with your veterinarian on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
When temperatures fall below freezing, pigs should be protected from the wind and provided with bedding. Unfortunately, pigs in close quarters spread diseases to each other. And if there's a ventilation system in the building, it provides an opportunity for things to circulate through the air. Porcine Reproductive and Respiratory Syndrome, or PRRS, is a virus that often rears its ugly head once the barn is closed up. Paul Sundberg is the executive director of the Swine Health Information Center. He says diligent cleaning and disinfecting is a must, but whatever your protocol is to prevent disease from spreading in the herd, it has to be consistent.
The implementation every day, the same thing happening every day, is the hard part. You can have great biosecurity guidelines and standards for all of your production, but if you don't implement them and make sure that they're rigorous every day, then something's going to happen.
The other key is to talk with your veterinarian every time there is an animal health issue and get a professional diagnosis.
Don't ever assume that you know what you're having because it looks like what we had last time, so we don't have to call doc. It's not a good idea because there might be something that mimics another disease that you need to be able to find out. We know, for example, that African swine fever looks like a bad PRRS outbreak. It looks like a bad salmonella outbreak. And without a good diagnosis, it could get missed.
Pigs that do get sick should be isolated in a designated sick pen. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping your pigs healthy this winter at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Third Road Ag Sales have Concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Good America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. We got a little bit of trading left here and still kind of mixed across the board. Corn still in the green right now. Wheat, soybeans a little bit lower. It's been mostly higher as well for the livestock market. However, feeder cattle have dipped down into the red a little bit as the day's gone along. So we'll see how we close out going into a holiday weekend. Again, no markets open on Monday due to the Martin Luther King celebration. In the grain market, corn still up a little bit, 6 cents higher right now for March corn at 593.5. We have Kansas City wheat for March down by 13 cents at 746.75. Over in the bean market, still mostly lower here as well. March soybeans are down 9.25 at 1368. January beans still pretty stagnant for the day, sitting at 1356.75. On the meal side, bean meal for January still seeing some big growth as they get close to getting off the market here soon, up 21.30 up at 445. Been pretty stagnant today. The March down by 390 at 405 even. And the bean oil is mixed with January up by 3 cents at 58.21. And the March soybean oil down by 13 cents at 58.31. Cotton market has been not a whole lot of movement today, but in the positive. March cotton up a buck 85 right now at 118.69. The May also up by a buck 29. In the canola, March down by $8 even at 976.80. And the oats have been struggling the last couple of days. They're still in the red, down 15 cents for the March oats at 608 even. Livestock still mostly higher, but kind of mixed right now with the live cattle for February up by 72 cents at 137.72. Feeder cattle in the red by 42 cents. Now they've dipped down after a positive start to the day, sitting at 162.5. Lean hogs are still doing relatively well. Some big gains here, up $2.87 for the February lean hogs at 80.72. Over in U.S. dollar index today, we're seeing some positive numbers here. March index up by 42 cents at 95.19. We have the 30-year bonds down by a point at 155, and the 10-year notes in the red slightly at 128.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 30th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines, and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation equipment, engines, pipe, and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders, and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs, and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, and fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Call in your consignments now for maximum advertising and best placement. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 620-276-8282. Scott Auction's 30th Annual Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, February the 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort?
Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.